This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A judge in Chesapeake, Virginia this morning sentenced convicted sniper Lee Boyd Malvo to life in prison without parole. Malvo was implicated in 10 killings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. area in 2002. Yesterday, Malvo's accomplice, John Allen Muhammad, was sentenced to death for another shooting. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Chesapeake, Virginia. What did the judge have to say when she sentenced Malvo?
Bob, it was a very pro forma hearing this morning. It lasted less than 15 minutes. The judge simply asked Malvo if he understood that he had waived his right to make a statement, and he said yes'm. He answered yes'm to a number of other questions. Earlier, the attorney for Malvo, Craig Cooley, said that Malvo knows that he has much to face and much to pay for, and that he knows he cannot undo the damage, but he also knows that he faces choices in the future in prison that he can choose the way to live.
Now, back at trial, what was the defense argument?
Malvo's attorneys had argued that Malvo, who was 17 at the time of the sniper shootings, was under the influence. He was brainwashed by John Allen Muhammad, his accomplice in this case, and it was an argument that, ironically, Muhammad's prosecutors made in their case against Muhammad, saying Muhammad was the captain of a killing team. Malvo's attorney simply amplified that and said that he was brainwashed by the older Muhammad.
How did relatives of the sniper victims react to Malvo's sentence?
There was some disappointment with the sentence that Malvo did not receive the death penalty. There was also a sense, though, that justice had been served, that he had been convicted on the crime, and at the very least he'll face the rest of his life in behind bars.
Must have been some survivors of shootings, too.
There were a number of folks who had been wounded who were at today's hearing and also yesterday's hearing. Again, it was. I think it's been a very emotional ride for these folks for the last 18 months or so, and I think there's a sense of relief that at least this phase of it seems to have concluded.
So, what's next for Malvo and Muhammad?
They both face further legal action. Malvo's attorneys announced this morning that they did file an appeal, and prosecutors in both cases say they intend to flip-flop these cases. So that Muhammad's prosecutors say that they will attempt to prosecute Malvo now for the crime Muhammad was convicted of, the shooting of Dean Myers in Manassas, Virginia. But that prosecution is going to be contingent on a Supreme Court ruling. There's a case before the court right now that will decide whether juveniles can be executed. And if the court continues that right, then prosecutors say they will seek the death sentence against Malvo in the crime that was committed in Manassas. On the other hand, the prosecutors for Malvo say they fully intend now to seek another conviction against Muhammad. They want essentially a backup conviction in case Muhammad's appeal is upheld by the Virginia Supreme Court.
Now, what about the other states where these killings occurred?
Well, they're standing in line. Folks, prosecutors in Louisiana and in Alabama, where other killings have occurred that have been linked to Muhammad and Malvo, say they want to try these two folks as well. But prosecutors in Virginia say that until they're completely through, it's not likely that Muhammad or Malvo will be extradited outside of Virginia until the Virginia court process runs its course.
NPR's Brian Naylor in Chesapeake, Virginia.